Siyanda, thank you for joining us here, Sokala Duma. Just firstly, to get your thoughts on that Sundowns game. I think a lot of us thought they were going to win 1-0, and then that last-minute goal kind of just, you know, sucker punch. But your thoughts on, firstly, the result?
First thing first, let me just thank God for this opportunity and also being part of this with Sokala Duma. I never take anything for granted. So yeah, I'm grateful for this moment. Going back to the match, more than anything, for me, that was a story with a very sad ending. Yeah, someone will say it was very a disastrous ending to concede the goal so late, you know. But I felt that the boys, especially first half, they did find themselves in the game. They tried to dominate as much as possible. They had the foot on the ball. They could find each other. Not many chances were created, but this was still good enough, you know. Even though, if you can have a player like Sailor, for me, being the man of the match in that first half, so it says a lot, you know, how strong they were on their left-hand side. They try to overload as much as possible. I think mostly, which was very evident and very important for me to see, was that the pyramid coach, he did his homework to make sure that they attack more on Sela's side, because he realizes that he's one of those players who are threatening going forward. So they try to neutralize him by making sure that he does more of defensive work than the offensive side of it. And also the coach, when he decided to bring on Adams to make sure that they get more numerical advantage in the midfield to try and dominate the game. Because as much as they were playing well, but they were not as dominant as you normally see Mamelodi Sundowns. I think they tried, man, to make sure that they get good results on the day. But yeah, it wasn't to be. At the end, it was painful to watch. But I also felt that the game of that caliber and magnitude needed the player of Themba Zwane's caliber, you know, someone who can control the tempo of the match. Because when you are running up, you need someone who can, you need to manage the game, you know. So I think that is one part that I was very, very, I was not happy about. But other than that, I think it was a good game to watch. And then also Pyramid, they gave good account of themselves on the day. They never sat back. They gave as much as they received. There were also some moments which were very scary, Maela. But I also felt that the two boys, the big boys in the center back, the Sundowns center back pairing, they tried their level best to keep him quiet, you know, because even those chances he got, I think he got one clear chance. And also there, it was a lapse of concentration where Mokoena had to run from his pivot number six position to track him, you know. So, yeah. Other than that, I think it was a good game of football, and anything can happen, man. It's Champions League. That was expected, you know. But we wanted to see Mamelodi Sundowns going to Egypt today with that 1-0 advantage.
Yeah. I mean, we'll come back to Themba Zwane, but you were part of 2016 when Sundowns won it. But at the time, you guys took a 3-0 lead to Egypt. And this is a bit different. Just what will be required now? Because it's not a lead, they're actually maybe at a disadvantage because Pyramids have an away goal. What will be required in the second leg to get the result and to win this thing?
For me, the most important thing is to make sure that they keep zero at the back. Do not concede, especially that crucial stage of the match, the first 15 minutes of the game. Because if they can concede in that first 15 minutes of the match, then I think it will be over for Mamelodi Sundowns. I need them to make sure that with all the pressure that will be coming from Pyramids, because I feel that even them, the Pyramids, the way that they will be playing there and the way that they are playing now is going to be different. I think they'll be more offensive, you know. So they need the boys need to absorb as much pressure as possible. Also, they must also try to play their normal game because Sundowns is not a defensive team. So they shouldn't try to do something that is not their strength, you know. And I would love to see maybe playing a different system than the one that they had. Maybe a more of 4-5-1 to make sure that they pack the midfield to gain a bit of advantage. And also to make sure that they, because I think they are also strong on the wing play. To see Sela and Tapelo on the right, and but you can't sacrifice Ribeiro because of the fact that he does not track, because he's a very important player. But that is one game that I feel that they have to give their heart and soul more than anything. As much as football is played with the feet, but that game will be more mental. It's about how much they want it. They need to absorb the pressure as much as possible. Every moment, a chance, a small chance that they can get, I think they must make sure that they use the opportunity, because I don't see them getting as much chances on the day.
Lot has been said about Temba Zwane. I mean, I saw some comments even on social media where fans wanted him to play. In a game like this, do you start with him? Do you use him in the second half? What are your thoughts on that?
Start with him. Every team have got their star players, and I think Temba is one of those players that you can rely on, especially in games like this. You know, he always shows up. You know, we saw that Ribeiro didn't have a very good first half, but as a coach, you know that they can always be that magical moment that he can bring to the match. So he made sure that he stays in the game. And then what happened? He went on to score the goal. So I also feel that a player of Temba Zwane's caliber should also start the match. Because when Temba is on the ball, he gives confidence to the whole team, you know, because he can sit on the ball. He can be, you find him in between those lines. He can manage the game. He can control the tempo of the game. And also he, having him in that pitch also have a big effect, you know, because he's a good player. The moment he has the ball, there's two or three players around him all the time. So I think he should start. And him starting, anything can happen. Yeah. Because he's a marvelous player to watch.
Yeah. And the fact that Pyramids is not a team that's like as well supported as your Zamalek and your Al Ahly, and you never know if the supporters of Al Ahly and Zamalek would go and support them. Does that give Sundowns some kind of hope or advantage that they're not going to be maybe playing against a big crowd that is really genuine Pyramid supporters?
I think they also watched the game that Pyramid played against the Pirates. I think they should cut a pattern from that and realize that regardless of the fact that the power of the 12 men, you know, you could see that they wanted to win. They had a will to win. They were fighting for every ball. They tried to make sure that they put Orlando Pirates under pressure, regardless of the fact that Orlando Pirates scored and then they were leading, but they were able to come back. So I don't see Mamelodi Sundowns looking at that as an advantage per se. I see a team with a lot of experience, have players who are playing in the national team who've been doing very well. I see a team who knows what is at stake. I see a team who only have their eyes fixed on winning that game. I don't see them going there to say, no, gents, we need to make sure that we defend very well, we don't concede. I see a team that will go to that match with the will of saying, guys, we have to go there and just win. All the other factors about defense and all the other things, that is a very business team, you know. When they go into the match, every game that I normally watch from Mamelodi Sundowns, it's the same thing. They want to win the match. So I don't see them going there and being in a position whereby, no, we'll just sit back and see what happens. I think they will want to go there and win. So I've never seen them crack under pressure. I've never seen them intimidated. So I expect the same when they go to Egypt.
Score prediction? And why?
I don't see a game of that nature going. Maybe I don't see 3 goals. I think maybe it's gonna be 1-1 going to extra time, or it's gonna be a 1-0 And I think Mamelodi Sundowns will win. The fact that I'm saying I think Orlando Mamelodi Sundowns will win is the fact that I know when a team is as excited as a Pyramid, they are playing at home. They also want to make sure that they go all the way and attack. There will be a lot of spaces that they will leave. They will not be as disciplined as they were when they were playing here, because the main mandate when they were playing here was with gents we don't want to concede. But there they have a different mindset whereby you just have to go all the way and make sure that you win. In the first 15 minutes, they want to attack. Mm. And also that might play for them or might play against them, you know. So we'll see. But I'm hoping for the best. As a former Sundowns player and a fan, today, I just want the team to win, man. Mm. Regardless of everything. And then I know that the president, even when you win the league, it's normal for him to win the league, but the most prized like cup that he wants with all his heart is always the championship. The Champions League. So the boys, they know what is at stake, you know. And if Orlando Pirates can go there and score two, Mamelodi Sundowns can go and score three, you know. So as the slogan says, the sky is the limit.
And lastly, just to move away from the Champions League, in your opinion, who's your PSL footballer of the season?
I think Ribeiro is miles away from everyone. I think when it comes to that, we can't even compare him at this point. It's my own opinion. I don't think there's a player who has done as much as he has done. I'll also put Rene in that conversation, but I wouldn't put him in a space where I put Ribeiro. Maybe young player of the year, yes, I'll put Mofokeng. But in terms of the player of the year, how influenced and how he affected the matches, how many the goals that he scored for Mamelodi Sundowns, how important he was. That boy was special. He was a marvel to watch the whole season. Yes, he did not do as much as expected in the continental, but when you speak about the Betway Premiership, he was outstanding. For me, he's the best.
Yeah.
Players play of the season, I'll give it to him. And also the player of the season, I'll give it to him. There's no player who was as outstanding as him.
Yeah.
Yeah.